Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, you know I only get the best guests, and a new guest from TradeZero.co, TradeZero.co, Dan Pipitone. Any relationship to Joe Pipitone? What's up there, Dan? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you? Hey, no, Bubba, he's Pep. I'm Pip.
I know, but Pipitone, come, you're both from New York. What? Come on, what do you got there, right?
That's
You're both party animals, you
Brooklyn,
know.
Brooklyn, actually.
All right, well, there you go. You don't wear the same toupee, does do you?
I'm not quite there yet.
All right, but so Dan, you know, obviously TradeZero.co. First of all, give us a little bit of your background. I know you're involved in Noble, and you've been in the business for a billion years. Give us a little bit of your background,
yep,
if you don't mind.
Yep, I've been in the business about 20 years. Out of college, started working at a place called Real Time Quotes, where we were probably the first company that was that put level two market data out over the public internet. This is back in 96. 99, left there and started the broker-dealer Noble Trading, which my two partners and I ran that for 11 years until 2010, which we sold it to a company called Lightspeed. And ever since, we have been developing trading technology that power broker-dealers, banks, hedge funds, etc. And we are leveraging that technology now in our broker-dealer TradeZero. And about 3 years ago, when my non-compete ended with Lightspeed, we had decided to start operating, to get back into the brokerage business, leveraging the technology we were building. And so we went through the licensing process down in the Bahamas, and took us about a year to get all the infrastructure up, office space, apartment, and staff, as well as our license. And in May of 15, we actually went live in an offshore broker-dealer, where currently we are catering to non-U.S. investors, so anyone outside of the U.S. and the Bahamas, actually, we will open accounts for. And we have a bunch of advantages like extended leverage, no pattern day trading rules, as well as the ability to trade stocks for free.
Really?
So we're really starting to hit our stride down there, and just a lot of excitement around what we're doing. And hopefully in the near future, we will be bringing our story and our platform back onshore.
Awesome.
With a U.S. broker-dealer.
That sounds terrific. So TradeZero.co. Now, did you ever trade? Were you a trader yourself as well, or you were just in the brokerage side of the business?
I was very good at losing money. I was never a successful trader, but I am very familiar with like all of the platforms out there. I've traded on a lot of them. But, yeah, mostly I've sat on the other side of the fence and sort of in the brokerage space itself.
No problem. And so Lightspeed, when Lightspeed came out, what was it, about 20 years ago they came out, 25 years ago?
Yeah, I'd say that, yeah, they were actually broken off, I believe, from a division of E-Trade. They started off as E-Trade Professional, and then E-Trade Professional became Lightspeed. And initially, they were really geared towards the proprietary trading. And I think, you know, at some point in their history, they switched over to a sort of a blended model where it was, you know, high frequency, prop, as well as retail. And I think that in, you know, 2009, they started doing a bunch of acquisitions in the retail space. At the time, I think they acquired, in addition to Noble, there was a couple of others, Terra Nova being a bigger acquisition.
Nobody's bigger than Dan Pipitone. Come on, let's go. Noble's the king. So you've been a developer. You've seen all the platforms. So now, we know that your platform is the best. I've actually seen it, so I can actually speak for it, and I know that things are going on.
I appreciate that.
But when you look at other platforms, what are the things? Now, there's a lot of things you look for, because obviously you're given a great deal, first of all, and we'll get into that later, but also you have to be able to attract things, you know, and I know you've done a great job. So how did you pick the components of the platform that you wanted to use? How did you build this platform?
Well, you know what the key is, Bubba? We felt that actually that having a different variation of the platform, so having a few different types of front end, each of which will cater to a different type of client or trader or investor, where we have our, you know, our level two professional, quote unquote, level platform, which is used by most of our traders. That's a downloadable Windows platform, and it has everything, you know, charts, level two, news, you know, hotkeys, all the stuff that professional traders will look for in a platform. But that doesn't work for everyone. So we do have a web-based version, which is kind of a scaled-down version of that, you know, has less features, just as fast, but it's a little less intimidating when you first log into it, and it's a lot more intuitive for, you know, sort of the non-professional trader. And then we have the mobile app, which we give to people so that they can kind of take it with them. So, you know, really kind of regardless of the type of client, the type of trader that we are, we do have a platform that will, you know, fit their needs.
So
additionally, just as a side note, we also have the platforms translated into 12 different languages. As because we're, you know, an international and offshore business, we do a lot of business in South America and Europe. So the platform is translated in the presentation with the buttons, labels, all that stuff in 12 different languages.
How about Italian and Hebrew?
Actually, both of them.
Okay, good. So, you know, so you've got this very dynamic platform. You've got a lot of us use it. Explain to me and the listeners, what is it? Do you feel that level two is important? Obviously, you've brought it up a couple of times. And what is level two for those who don't understand it?
Sure. Well, level two, I believe, is important, especially if you're doing short-term trading. What it is it shows you actually the market depth behind the inside bid and ask. So typically, whenever you see a price quote, it's two numbers, a bid by an ask. So if we had a stock that was trading 10 by 10.01, what level two will do is we'll show you the orders that are stacked up behind the $10 bid, and also the sellers that are lined up behind the $10.01 ask. So just based on simple supply and demand, you can kind of get a feel for directionally where the stock is going to go in the immediate term. For example, if there are a lot more shares to be bought than sold, then, you know, it's probably a good bet that the stock will go up in the immediate term. Same thing on the reverse. If there are a lot more sellers than buyers, stock will probably go down. So it gives you a little bit of an insight as to, you know, where the stock will go in sort of the near term.
All right. So and that's great. And is there options on the platform as well?
There are. So we are right now supporting both buying and selling of calls and puts, covered calls and puts. In the very near future, literally in the next couple of weeks, we will be releasing our multi-leg and option strategy platform. So in addition to 14 different pre-canned strategies like spreads, verticals, calendars, condors, butterflies, we will also have the ability to set up custom strategies. And all of these will leverage our pairing engine, which basically will calculate and ensure that from a buying power and margin perspective, that traders have the ability to get into the positions that they want to before actually hitting the button.
All right, we're going to come and talk more about that when we come back from the break. We're with Dan Pipitone from TradeZero.co. He's going to be our guy for all of our people that are out of the United States, and soon maybe inside the United States as well. But for now, he's outside. That's TradeZero.co. Check it out. This is The Bubba Show. Make sure you go to audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show and check out the book Fed Up. That's our friend Danielle DiMartino. Both wrote it about the Federal Reserve, and you know how I love the Federal Reserve. So make sure you go check that out. And also, go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge, which this week they've got a very big guest from the University of Dayton, the Anthony Grant, the head coach of the Dayton basketball team. We're going to stop by here for a break. We'll be right back with more from Dan Pipitone after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back.
good.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Here we are with the laughing Dan Pipitone, and he is from TradeZero.co. So, Dan, you know, you're talking about the strategy. Now, you know, I do a lot of, you know, off-balance things. I do a lot of, you know, different strikes. I do a lot of, you know, different sizes. And, you know, like I'll do a 1x4 iron condor. Will you have the capability to do things like that?
You will. You know, orders that match up that fit nicely into a strategy, or even ones that don't. It's the system is totally flexible. You're really not locked into, you know, anything that's pre-canned. But if you wanted to do those are easily set up. One of the real cool features, Bubba, about the new options platform is that when you set up a strategy, we will actually plot a graph right next to your order to show you kind of what your order is going to look like in terms of, you know, what your entry price is, where the legs are trading right now, and where your profit target and loss targets are. So basically, it's a real nice setup, gives the user a graphical display as to kind of what they're getting themselves into before they actually push the button.
So I assume that you, obviously, very smart guy. I mean, you sold out probably the top, so you're a very smart guy, and you've been involved, and you're playing with this platform, and I'm assuming that you took the best from all the platforms out there. And how did you go about compiling all that data, and how did you get it all put together?
Yep, that's really what we did. One of the main drivers for this new platform was, you know, sort of the rise of Mac, Linux. Additionally, over in China, there is a mandate right now by the Chinese government that is really really having their technology companies out there create an operating system that's not U.S.-based. So the Windows and the Macs and all that stuff, they're looking to move away from that. However, what we do know is that, you know, sort of the browser plug-in model, the hard PC and operating system things are kind of the industry is moving away from that. And hand-in-hand with the Chinese directive, we've come out with an HTML5 platform that will run on everything and anything. It'll run on any connected device, whether that be a BlackBerry, Mac, Linux, you name it. So it was very important for us to try and create the user experience of a desktop platform within the browser. So with this new platform that we're coming out with, we've taken a lot of the components of legacy systems that you know, that do full streaming level 2 and that will do full streaming graphs and charts, and we've done a lot of work of compartmentalizing and breaking down the data streams so that we have the ability to power the web interface in an elegant way where the user really will not be able to tell if, you know, that they're in a website, essentially, because the data is coming in that fast. So we took a lot of the components from legacy systems and really put them in a format where we can deliver them over the web.
So when we look at, you know, out of the country, obviously many people throughout the globe have a great deal of difficulty dealing with getting a good solid platform, finding someone who'll do business with them, and of course you guys have now solved that problem. How did you go about solving it, and how are you going to be able to distribute to everybody and take care of everybody?
Well, we have spent a lot of time and money in our infrastructure. We are actually set up and co-located at NY4, which is the same building that the New York Stock Exchange, CBOE, BATS, and others house all of their trading infrastructure. In addition to hosting and housing at NY4, we have one of our ISPs is a company called Internap. And what's amazing about Internap is they give us sort of a global presence without having to have data centers all over the world. And for us, it's particularly important to give users worldwide a real-time experience. Latency is super important. And so if we can deliver a round-trip message in 200 to 300 milliseconds all over the globe, we're doing a great job. So in partnership with Internap, who's a Tier 1 Internet provider, they actually act as sort of an intranet of Tier 1 Internet providers. So if ever we have a client in China, Israel, South America that's experiencing latency and receiving packets of data, we have the ability to reroute that traffic and really give them a great user experience. So in putting together the infrastructure and the architecture of the system in the way that we've done, we've really put forth a product that can facilitate trading globally.
Now, you know, I've been trading for 38 years, and, you know, I've seen a lot of platforms, and I know that when things get sometimes stacked up, but I know you guys have been able to get around that, and you know, guys don't weigh down the platform. Would that be a correct statement?
How do you mean, Bubba?
Well, you know, you'll get a slower reaction time because maybe it's busy, maybe it's crowded, and I think you guys have been able to overcome that. I think that's something that's more in-house done than outside. What do you think?
It is 100%, and that's really where it was a good 4 or 5 years that we've spent building out the infrastructure and architecture of the system before we actually had people trading on it. So this thing has been tested frontwards, backwards, left and right, and you know, there are thousands of users connecting into our infrastructure and processing tens of thousands of orders every day.
Right, so I mean, it's a very dynamic platform, and you offer full charting. Now, are you have any special whistles and bells that go along with the charting, or anything that somebody would be saying, "Hey, that's unbelievable"? You know, I pay a lot of money to go out and do this with somebody else, but I can get it right here if I open my account with these guys.
All of the charting is real time. We have the ability to set alerts from our new web platform. You'll have the ability to trade from the charts. The platforms themselves provide high-low tickers, so you can set all kinds of different filters for, you know, only showing you stocks that have, you know, traded a million shares and are between, you know, $5 and $10 today. There are all kinds of different customized criteria that you can set for filtering, alerts, hotkeys, being able to trade, you know, only from the keyboard to to be able to quickly enter in all different types of orders. And like I mentioned to you, the languages is a real big plus on the platforms, as most platforms are only presented in English.
Now, your feature of no pattern day trading for out of people that are out of the country, that's a huge feature.
It's a huge advantage.
And how does the margin work as well when you're on your platform? Can you give us a breakdown of how that works?
Great question. Yeah, so what we do is if we're accounts that fund with over $5,000, they get 6-to-1 intraday leverage. At accounts between 1 and 5 receive 4-to-1, and accounts between 500 and 1,000 get 2-to-1. Under 500 is a cash account. All of the margin accounts have a 2-to-1 overnight leverage.
Wow! So you've got a 2-to-1 overnight, and you've got up to 6-to-1 during the day. That's pretty solid. I mean, that really brings back the advantage to a retail trader again when you can do that, because again, obviously, you know, one of the problems that a lot of people have is they get locked out because they can't get that kind of leverage from a firm, you know, locally, and of course that has a lot to do with the regs and things like that. So what's when you're setting up an account, and you know, you have to open up, obviously we need options approval if you're trading options. Do we have to go through the same process with you?
It's all of the online account opening. It should be very familiar to anyone who does come and open an account. It's the same type of questions that you would be asked of an E-Trade, Ameritrade type of account. It's, you know, basic financial suitability, and with options, obviously there are a bunch more questions, but they're all very common and very familiar. We've used templates actually recommended by FINRA for opening online accounts when building out the account opening process.
All right, and so it's very dynamic, and we've got, you know, very good trading and a lot of solid things, and we've got a lot more to talk about, but we're coming up here getting towards the break. So we are with Dan Pipitone from TradeZero.co. You got to check that website out. All my people
check
that have been
out.
Begging me for a place out of the country, I told you I'd deliver, and here you go, because, you know, we've got a big contingent that are outside, and certainly you guys can go to TradeZero.co and check it out. And in the meantime, don't forget to check out LibertyTalk.fm so you can download the show every single day. You know, we're trying to get to 500,000 downloads a month, and you better get up there and start punching those keys. And, of course, don't forget the Sporting Edge as well with Xander. And they've got the Anthony Grant from Dayton basketball team on this this weekend, and that's going to be a great interview for those guys, a big boom. And, of course, last but not least, our hedging program, our last class till fall starts next week, June 14th. You better make sure you go sign up, because not only is it the last class, but prices are going up when we come back after our... And we are with Dan Pipitone from TradeZero.co. Make sure you check it out. Really a great benefit for our people out of the country, and especially some of you that will be in. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz will be right back after the break with more from Dan Pipitone. Todd Horwitz, The Bubba Show. We'll be right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz with Dan Pipitone from TradeZero.co, also from New York, if you couldn't tell. Joe Pepitone's nephew. No, just kidding. But anyways, so Dan, you know, so it's a big boom here to get this out of the country and really open up this to everybody else. When you get this thing cranking and going, give us the benefits of being with TradeZero. You've told us a lot about the platform, but I know you get great service as well and everything. So give us all the insight as to why I'm going to be with TradeZero.
Let me tell you why you want to trade with TradeZero. So, I mean, in addition to the leverage which we discussed and the platforms, we provide 24/7 live customer service. You come to the website, you're always going to deal with directly with a person who can help you, who's familiar with the platforms, who can give you good information. In addition, one of the main benefits is being able to trade for free. So for anyone who trades stocks and does so using limit orders, on orders 200 shares or greater, your limits are free. It doesn't matter if it's 200, 500, 10,000 shares, the orders are free. All of your marketable orders are only a half a penny a share. So a 200-share market order would cost you $1, which is comparable to what you would pay at Interactive Brokers. However, a 200-share limit order, once executed, would be free on our platform. We, as an offshore broker-dealer and owners of all of our technology, we have a lot of infrastructure for routing. And one of our major advantages is that we don't internalize any order flow. All of the orders that we do are routed via direct market access routing. So our client orders will be routed directly to exchanges like NASDAQ, Direct Edge, and NYSE Arca, to name three. We will change our routing algorithms based on who is paying the highest rebates at any one time, as that is how we provide commission-free trading, by offsetting our trading costs with trading rebates. So the free trading, the extended leverage, the live customer service, the platform choices, those are the real main benefits of trading with us, in addition to the no-pattern day trading rule.
That's a huge, big deal, because if you're giving someone with 5,000, 6 times leverage, and they don't have a pattern day trading, that's really huge. Now, obviously, you know, when you're dealing worldwide, you've got a lot of different time zones, right? And you've got a lot of people all over the place.
Now, yes.
Do you provide, in trading stock, can people trade pre-market and post-market stocks?
Great question. So we open the trading at 7 a.m. Eastern, so it's a 2.5-hour look before the 9:30 open, and the extended hours goes from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. So it's a 13-hour trading day that you can actually send and execute orders. However, the systems are up 24/7, So if someone wanted to place an order at 2 a.m. Eastern for a good till cancel, the order will be accepted and it will go live at the next trading day's 9:30.
So that's awesome. So you can not only can you, so because again, like, you know, I mean, some people use, you know, like when earnings season's coming around and, you know, I teach people how to use stock against options. You know, if you own the option, you can do something with the stock, and a lot of platforms don't offer that after pre-market trading. So you kind of have to wait till the market's open. And of course, you do options as well. What's the fees like on options, and what's your, I know you got the all these new things coming up with your, how the spreads are going to work, and what are the fees when somebody trades options?
So right now the options trading is 99 cents a trade plus 79 cents a contract. Once we launch the multi-leg and the spread ability, we are exploring different routing options that we're going to start leveraging in order to bring those costs down dramatically.
All right, well, those costs are pretty fair anyway. So especially, you know, especially for a smaller trader, you know, if you're a two-lot trader, I mean, it's really reasonable. You're right in the ballpark. So that's an awesome feature.
We are. But Bubba, to our story of trying to make things free, we are actively engaged with different routes and different venues in order to facilitate the kind of rebates that we're used to on the stock side and translate that over to the options trading. So stay tuned on that.
Oh, no, I'm excited about it. I mean, I think you guys are offering a great service. And now, if somebody puts in a stop order, right? So first of all, do you have stop orders?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so now
we have stop markets, stop limits, and also one cancels other stops, which allows you to put like a bracket around the position, one as a limit above and a stop below. If one of those orders executes, the other will cancel.
OCO, baby. So now does that cost? So that would be considered a market order if I use the stop market, correct? So I'd have to pay a little commission.
Correct.
But the commissions are so small, anyways, it doesn't really matter. Your fees are great with an unbelievable platform and providing a service that goes everywhere. So I think that, you know, there's nothing that I can so far tell me something bad about you. Is there anything bad that I should know? I know there's.
You know, Bob, I did want to mention that we did put up a landing page for you guys and the listeners. If listeners would go to tradezero.co/Bubba Show, they could actually give us their name and email address. And in addition to letting them know when we do come on shore, if they're folks from the States, we'll also be sending out a free ebook on trading strategies. So I would encourage everyone to go there and sign up, and you'd be added to our newsletter list as well as receive a free ebook on trading strategies.
Now, what's that website again? What's the link
that's
we got to go to?
tradezero.co/Bubba Show.
All right, that's good. See, when you do get here, obviously there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to trade with you as well. I mean, certainly anybody who's more active. Anybody who wants to trade, with a smaller account and not be, you know, locked in that day trading, because, you know, obviously the biggest problem of the day trading rules are that even if you have enough, sometimes you get locked out because of margin, right? The Reg T and all the other stuff becomes a much bigger problem as well.
If you dip below for a dollar and then you come back up, you know, next thing you know, you have a $300,000 day trading call, and then there goes your account.
Right. So now when you... I don't want you to pin it down to a time. I know that you're going to come here, but so if we go, you know, outside the benefits of you compared to others, is it A, I think you get a very good customer service. You speak like different languages 24 hours a day. What else do we need to know about your service? Because I know it's really unbelievable.
The free trading, the extended leverage, the platforms. When we do come on shore, we're going to have a different, some different offerings in addition, like, it won't just be self-directed accounts. We'll also be moving into a managed accounts, retail trading, options, auto trading. There's a lot of other stuff that we're going to be bringing to the table with the U.S. Onshore presence. So we're really excited. In addition to all the self-directed stuff that we're doing right now offshore, we're going to be bringing all that in addition to the entire retail aspect of, you know, traditional brokerage. Where managed accounts, all of that stuff.
Right. So you're going to be a basically a full service broker, and do it all, which is, again, a big thing for a lot of these, because, you know, many of the people that are especially offshore have been tortured for years, even trying to find a place to trade. And now you're bringing that available to them. And I think that's a very important fact that's going to help people, A, because, you know, when they finally get someplace, they usually get their eyes ripped out because they're getting these overcharged fees, right? So, I mean, you bring it to them, and there's no segregation, right? If you open up an account, these are your rates, right?
That's 100%. Everything that we're doing is totally transparent. What you see on the website is what we're doing. There's nothing hidden. There's no surprises. And another component to the web trader that's going to be coming out very soon is the ability for people to, in an a la carte type fashion, to choose different add-ons onto the platform and have the corresponding fees visible to them, where it's really going to be a real nice user experience for being able to add certain components to the platform.
So now when we get to the, you know, the option, you know, I have a lot of option people, and, you know, I'm an original optioner. Are you going to have any, are you going to put like futures on the platform at all as well? Or is it?
Yes. So towards the end of the year, we are going to look to be adding futures and future options. We have already looked into those data feeds, and we look to have both of those products available towards the end of this year.
So that would be another big boom for the TradeZero.co guys. And, of course, you go to TradeZero.co /is it / The Bubba Show, right? Bubba Show?
Yes, it is.
You know, because we got to make sure that, you know, we got to make these guys, keep bringing the best technology to all of us, because, you know, this guy, Dan, has been experienced, and actually started a number of firms and has been so popular. They love this technology. And this time he's not giving it up. He's keeping it for himself. And, of course, he's willing to share it with you guys. And I think that it's a great place to check out. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. We are with Dan Pipitone from TradeZero.co. And again, that's TradeZero.co / The Bubba Show. Go check it out and get on their mailing list, as well as they'll let you know when they're coming up to the States as well. Because, again, they're equal opportunity. They want to help everybody. In the meantime, make sure you go to LibertyTalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, you got to go check out my friend's book, Fed Up. It's at audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show, and you can hear see Danielle. In fact, she's coming on in about a week or so. She worked for the Fed, and she tells you all about the Fed. She tells you things that I rip out on all the time, but she lets you have the facts of what's going on. So you can check that out at audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll be back with more as we close out with our new guy, Dan Pipitone from TradeZero.co. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be right back after the break with more from Dan. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Dan Pipitone from TradeZero.co. And go to TradeZero.co, The Bubba Show, not The Bubba Show, but TradeZero.co, Bubba Show, and check out what they've got. They're going to be coming to the States, as well as helping everybody out of the country. But in the meantime, Dan, I know. Now, you've been holding this back the whole show, right? But you got a new feed. I know that you got something special for us. So tell us what that's all about.
Yep. So we're bringing in a new NASDAQ feed that's going to power this new web trader that we're coming out with. This is going to be happening in the next 2 weeks. Why we're super excited about this is that for the first time, we're going to be putting out a platform that is totally free. There is no inactivity fee. There is no monthly fee. There are no exchange fees to be paid by the end user. So when a user signs up and funds an account, they will have access to a totally free real-time platform that is not tied to any trading activity or anything. Totally free. So we are super excited about this because in addition to the free trading, now we will also have the free platform to sort of go along with our story of driving costs to zero.
Right, so TradeZero. TradeZero. So the platform is the platform has a fee with it now. Is that right?
Right now, the platforms we offer do have monthly fees. They are free for active traders, and so this platform that we'll be releasing in the next 2 weeks is going to be our first platform that we're putting out totally for free.
right, now, what's considered an active trader? Because, you know, I remember Schwab once told me they got an active trader, so it was 24 trades a year. I go, that's not very active.
Right. Yeah, right. So, well, all of our pricing is per share. So an active trader to get our pro platform free is 5,000 shares a day. And on the web trader, it's 4,000 shares a day.
All right. And then if they had to pay, so you know, that's pretty good size. So if they were paying, what would be the fee to have
the platform? The web is $59 a month, and that includes all of their real-time exchange fees. And the pro is $79 a month, again, inclusive of all the real-time exchange fees. So this new platform will be a level one platform, full streaming data, level one. And we're going to be putting it out there for free. No exchange fees, no nothing.
That's really awesome. So, and really, the $59 a month for the platform or whatever, basically you're paying $59 a month for basic commission if you're trading stock, and you're paying such a low rate on options that it's really free anyways. But then the people who would sign up now, would they end up getting the new platform for free once it comes out?
100%. That'll be presented to all newsletter subscribers, all existing customers, everyone. The day that we release it, we are anxious to have everyone who's, you know, ever looked at Trade Zero to give it a shot.
Well, we got a lot of people looking at it because it's a great outfit. And you know, when I get to talk to the boss, I mean, what more could I ask for? Right? I get to talk to the man himself. So you've been in the business for 20 years right out of college, which means that you're young enough to be my son. So what do you like about the business? What makes you the guy who desired to bring this down to a reasonable level for the average trader, the average investor? Because what you've really done is you've become a step above some of the other ones that have tried to do this, like Robin and others. You're actually doing a better job at what they're trying to do. How did you come up with the idea, and how did you make it work out?
Well, I love the energy of being in this space. I love the action. Being from New York, it's kind of what I thrive on personally. I'm not a guy who can ever sit still. And, you know, from the experience of having my FINRA broker-dealer, we did do a lot with companies and individuals who were out of the States. And it was great to hear that at the time that we were providing an option and an outlet for them to trade our markets. And we really felt that this was an underserved area. We felt that the options for people who are offshore to trade the U.S. markets were limited and also expensive. So, you know, leveraging the technology we've been working on, you know, we were excited to sort of bring this story and this model and this level of access in a transparent way to non-U.S. people.
Now, you guys, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and you guys are about the first guys to bring together something like this, okay? Now, obviously, you're well ahead of the game. Do you think others will try to copy your model?
I think so, I think that there are some companies in the States already trying to do some of what we're doing. But we feel that we're positioned in a really unique way in that as the drive to zero continues, and the free platform comes out and we facilitate the free options trading, we're going to be doing things in a free way, albeit with much more powerful platforms and technologies. So, you know, we're not doing things in a free way where if you looked at the platform, you may say, okay, I could see why this is free. But we're doing it in a way where we're giving professional level access to individuals, albeit in a free way.
Right. You're giving the best in the business for the same as people that try to con you in for something for free. And you're giving them the best that there's available and the best technology. And you've got this new feed and all these other things that are going for you and really for the customer. Because, again, obviously, good
exactly.
customers make it better for you as well, correct?
100%. 100%.
So we
as our customers will attest to, we're constantly coming out with new versions and updates to the platform, just really trying to make the experience better.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, look, it's, you know, one of the problems I always find is that sometimes it becomes so cost prohibitive. You know, if I do a trade that's got, you know, like I'll do a lot of multi-leg trades. So if it's a total of 13 legs or 14 legs, you know, sometimes you're priced out of the market because you can't, it's hard for it to move enough. And you're actually taking a lot of that away and bringing it in so we can get there. And I think that also with your margins, you know, I like to do a lot of trading where I'd like to use the stock and an option. And with your kind of leverage, you can now do that, right?
Yep. 100%.
You know, so, I mean, you know, you've got such a good thing going. I mean, you know, what's your plans look like, expansion? I know you got later in the summer, maybe, or in the fourth quarter, maybe you'll have you'll be in the States, which you'll send anybody. Then you talk about futures. And so you have any idea what the futures cost may be when you get there, or are you going to try to get those to zero as well?
That will be, that's always the goal. I don't really have any color on that yet, but you can rest assured that it will be super competitive to what's out there.
Well, I know you're going to be super competitive because you're the man. I mean, damn Pepitone. Come on. You got it going for us. I mean, we got it going on here. But, you know, what advice? Now, you've been around on your side for a long time, right? And there's been, obviously, you've seen a lot of traders come and go, as I have. What would be the number one advice you'd give to somebody who's just starting to trade and checking out? They've got the best platform now with you. They've got a lot of good things going for them. What other information would you say to them to help them make sure they stay alive and stay in the business?
Make sure you do your research, not necessarily on the platform or the brokerage firm. You want to trade at places that are fair and that you know, have good rates and good service. But in terms of picking stocks and investments, really, really do your homework. It's very easy to lose money in these markets. And you really want to make sure that you are prepared to lose that money that you're putting into the market. But at the same time, be as prepared as possible before getting into any investment.
Dan Pipitone, TradeZero.co, TradeZero.co/Bubba Show. I appreciate it, man. It was great to have you on. I appreciate your time.
Bubba, you're the man. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this.
Have a great day, man. Thank you. And that was our guy, Dan Pipitone. And, of course, I urge you to check out TradeZero.co. You know, obviously, a big edge to being able to not have to pay commissions and do some things. And I think that, you know, this is the new coming way. And this is, you know, something that these guys are pioneers. But I urge you to check it out, TradeZero.co/Bubba Show. It's obviously a big benefit to you, but also in the meantime, audibletrial.com/The Bubba Show. Download Fed Up by our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, or Creature from Jekyll Island, or like Stu Woods. I like the Stone Barrington detective stories. That's who I want to be when I grow up and come back. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, LibertyTalk.fm. Download The Bubba Show and The Sporting Edge. Everybody have a great weekend. I certainly appreciate your time and you being here. And it's always great to share information with my friends. So we will see you back here on Monday. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Event.